This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Christie of New Jersey began his State of the State speech today with an acknowledgement of the Bridgegate scandal engulfing his administration.
Now, the last week has certainly tested this administration. Mistakes were clearly made, and as a result, we let down the people we're entrusted to serve.
In his first State of the State speech since his re-election last November, the Republican said his administration would cooperate with all appropriate investigations. Joining us to discuss Christie's 45-minute speech before the New Jersey legislature in Trenton, we're joined by New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz, who covers the governor for us. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Amy.
The governor's given a few big speeches in his career. The keynote at the Republican National Convention comes to mind, but I don't think he's ever made a speech under so much scrutiny and scandal. What do you think? Was there a palpable sense that this year's State of the State was different?
Yes, there really was. First of all, there was more media there than any other State of the State in the past. All three cable TV networks took it live from the beginning for a few minutes, and there was just a different sense and tone to the actual content. It was more subdued. There was less bluster, fewer laugh lines, fewer attack lines, if any. Normally, his staff actually releases a movie trailer to hype up the speech beforehand. They do that the night before, and then that plays on the morning news and whatnot. They did not do that at all this year. They also leaked part of the speech last night, which is unusual, and that indicates that Team Christie is trying to get ahead of the narrative now and move on to some other things.
And before we get into the meat of those other things, what was the reaction? Were you able to talk to lawmakers and people in the audience? How did they respond to the governor's State of the State address? And do they think he's at least shifted the attention away for a while from Bridgegate?
No, all anybody still wants to talk about is Bridgegate. I mean, Democrats were talking about some of the more specific proposals that he brought up, and as they usually are after these sorts of things, they were unimpressed and wondering about funding and wondering why he didn't do certain things beforehand. But, I mean, the narrative here is still going to be Bridgegate. He brought it up at the top of the speech. He didn't say anything new. He said he was ultimately responsible, but didn't say anything that was that much new from last week's press conference. Republicans and political allies I talked to who came today for the speech said that they've spoken to the governor and he's given them the same narrative about this, that he's responsible for it, but that he knew nothing about the planning of it beforehand and only knew the extent of the political motivations behind it recently, as of last week.
And we know that Democratic leaders in both the Assembly and Senate are gearing up for even more inquiry into this ongoing scandal, announcing that they're forming special investigatory committees. Let's talk about the meat of the speech. He spoke about education and crime. He focused almost exclusively on Newark and Camden. What ideas was he proposing, and was there anything new in this?
There was really only one new idea, and that was a longer school day and a longer school year. I mean, it's something he's mentioned before, but this was really the only new actual proposal. And this will likely set him up on a collision course against the New Jersey Education Association, the teachers union, whom he's battled with in the past. He actually built much of his national fame off battling the teachers union. So he might be going back to that fight, which could help him rebuild his reputation nationally, at least among a certain segment of the electorate. Other than that, a lot of recycled or repeated proposals, ending sick leave payouts for public workers who don't use sick leave and they get huge checks when they leave their jobs. Consolidating local government in order to save property tax dollars so you don't have two tax collectors, for example. But these are things he's been talking about for 4 years. These are things he's been talking about since his first campaign. So there were a lot of old proposals and really just one, and that's the longer school day and school year.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC. Thank you so much, Matt.
Sure thing.
This is WNYC.